Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to picture a tranquil Tuesday. Because envisioning a tranquil Tuesday is the first step toward getting yourself there. My latest book, Tranquility by Tuesday, outlines 9 time management rules that can help people calm the chaos and make time for what matters. The book is all about helping people with full lives ensure that their lives are defined by meaning, memories, and accomplishment, not just to-do lists and frantic dashes from one thing to the next. I want an ordinary day to feel fulfilling, joyful, serene. In other words, I want you to have tranquil Tuesdays. If you haven't read the book, I hope you will. But in the meantime, I think everyone can find it helpful to take a moment to picture a tranquil Tuesday. What would you like your life to look like on an ordinary Tuesday in the near future? I'm not talking about a vacation Tuesday or a day in the distant future when nobody is in diapers. I mean just a regular Tuesday, perhaps a month or two from now. How do you wake up on this tranquil Tuesday? Do you wake to an alarm? What happens when it goes off? Do you get up right away? Do you feel rested? What do you do first thing in the morning? Have a cup of coffee outside? Gentle yoga? Go for a run with your best friend? Read? What guides you through the day? A digital calendar with tasks attached to times? A short to-do list? Your routines? What is it like to say goodbye to your kids or your spouse? What defines your time together in the morning? What does it feel like to arrive at work? Do you know what you're doing and when before you even sit down at your desk? Do you feel confident, hopeful, on top of your game? What does it feel like to leave work? Do you feel a sense of accomplishment, anticipation for fun evening plans? What elements does your day contain? Playing with your kids? Family dinner? Deep work? Exercise? Social time with friends? Solitude? How do you know when it's time to go to bed? What's part of your bedtime routine? How do you feel when you get into bed? When you envision a tranquil Tuesday, you begin to believe that you can have tranquil Tuesdays. Having a clear picture of your tranquil Tuesday builds motivation for following the Tranquility by Tuesday rules and taking other steps to get yourself to this place of serenity. When you envision a tranquil Tuesday, you also get specific insights into what a tranquil Tuesday means to you and what elements are important. That lets you focus on practical steps to help you get there. For instance, if you envision your family seated around the table having dinner together, you may notice that it is the togetherness and not the home-cooked food that matters. So you can buy a take-and-bake casserole and bagged salad and spend your time at the table rather than hunched over the stove. If you see that it's time and conversation with your best friend that makes you happy, you won't spend 30 minutes driving to a trendy new restaurant to meet up. Instead, you'll invite her to sit on your porch after your kids are in bed. So all your time is devoted to connecting. Envisioning a tranquil Tuesday lets us know what, specifically, we want. And it motivates us to get there. A tranquil Tuesday is within reach. You just need to figure out what it looks like for you to take the steps to make it happen. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.